This recording, Somalia 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you will only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Coma, Coma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped off her with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I'm originally from Somalia, which is part of the African continent, the East African continent. It's also called the Horn of Africa. I was born in Baidoa, Somalia, grew up there, immigrated here 18 years ago. Pretty much I immigrated because there was a war, clan-based civil war in Somalia. So, well, other than growing up in a different environment than where I am right now, most of my school-age years were spent in school. And then as soon as I became a teenager, the country erupted into a civil war. So I don't have much of anything to tell you other than something horrible that happened in the war and other stuff like that. Well, I am looking forward to getting my degree, probably going back there and helping the impoverished populations in Africa, pretty much be someone who is useful to society. I am a Muslim, mm-hmm. So the dress code where I come from and here are too different. The foods are different. Cultural basic traditions and cultures are different. And so, yeah, there's a huge disparity between where I came from and here. So, and then here is more westernized than where I come from. It's a third world country. And that has something to do with it too. The vast differences. Our food has more spices than it is here in the United States. And so when rice is made, we add some herbs to it, natural herbs. We basically have a food that is basically a combination of rice and beans. And then we have something called chapati. And then what else? We have samosa, injera, which is also made of, sort of like tortilla, but it's for breakfast. I miss all those, by the way. So the cultural differences between here and in the United States and Somalia, where I come from, is a lot different, and it takes a lot for someone to assimilate, so it's not an easy thing to do. It's not easy for anyone to get rid of the accent. I love keeping my accent, but, you know, people will say, oh, you've been here for this long number of years, why is your accent? And I say, first of all, I don't want to get rid of it. And second, it kind of reminds me of my background. I have not had experience of anyone telling me to or encouraging me to get rid of it. No, and nobody does that anyway.